This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Breaking news out of Silicon Valley. Facebook has banned a number of prominent conspiracy theorists and alt-right figures.
Facebook is purging several high-profile names from its platform.
This may be one of the biggest and most impactful decisions Facebook has ever made.
Facebook taking steps to enforce its hate speech policies.
Alex Jones, Milo Yiannopoulos, Paul Joseph Watson, Louis Farrakhan, Laura Loomer, all of them were designated dangerous.
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 Dangerous. Dangerous people.
Dangerous individuals.
Dangerous individuals.
Dangerous individuals and organizations.
Basically, they've deemed these individuals to be dangerous.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
They call me dangerous.
Danger is my middle name.
Dangerous like hurting other people? Or dangerous as in saying things that Mark Zuckerberg doesn't like?
This is about the total rollout for complete and total censorship.
How dangerous is InfoWars?
What is the difference right at this point between Trump's Twitter feed and InfoWars.com?
InfoWars tells viewers that the world is out to get them. None of this seems to repel President Trump. InfoWars content is useful to him. InfoWars personalities align with him.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted.
Because these corporations are controlled by a liberal few.
We're very focused on making sure that our recommendations and discovery surfaces aren't highlighting groups where people are repeatedly sharing misinformation or harmful content, and we're working hard to completely remove groups if they exist primarily to violate our policies or do things that are dangerous.
Screw your rules. Your rules go against our values, and they are patently un-American.
Mark Zuckerberg is not simply censoring opinions. He's prescribing which political opinions you're allowed to have.
We need a digital Bill of Rights.
They are becoming the public square, and they control how we interact with each other. And if you think that you are going to throw up your hands and say, well, they're private companies, you are absolutely insane, and you are part of the problem.
You are a bad person. You should be censored off the Internet. Bad, yes. Bad. Get out of here, Alex.
InfoWars might have been banned from Twitter, but it seems to have found a new home over at Trump's Twitter feed.
President Trump's furious reaction to Facebook's action showcases that he is, I'm sorry to say, the InfoWars president.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
How dangerous is InfoWars?
The bottom line on nuclear weapons is that when the president gives the order, it must be followed. There's about 4 minutes between the order being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so.
As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses.
They're voting for peace on planet Earth if they vote for Trump. But if they vote for Hillary, it's war.
We came, we saw, we died.
With her, you'll end up in World War III.
I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran.
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
The U.S. military has just raised the threat level to DEFCON 2. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is still threatening Russia with military action following unconfirmed reports of further hacking. It's like she's not even concerned about the repercussions.
Of course not, because she's...
Well, there's a really loud noise.
All right, looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We'll try to get Leanne back on in a few minutes.
When the president gives the order, it must be followed.
Presents The David Knight Show, The Alex Jones Show, and The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Infowars.com/show.
Hello?
salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, they claim Ellen Schroyer wants to kill Obama. Didn't say it. They claim I lost a lawsuit this week for writing a book about Sandy Hook. Never wrote the book, not in it. They claim I sent child porn. Paul Watson's got the article going up here in just a few minutes to InfoWars.com where the FBI says I'm the victim. And the letter. But that's how these people operate. And their lies and their propaganda just get worse and worse and worse by the minute. This is the time we live in. And I just got a call from Norm Pattis calling over and over again. So we need to check on all the InfoWars comments. Judge Bellis up there. Says she got called by the state police, who got called by the FBI, that someone on InfoWars made death threats at her. And, of course, that's going to be comments by you-know-who, our little friends. Remember the internal documents came out a few months ago before I got banned on Facebook? Democratic Party? Business Insider? They said, hey, some of the comments on Alex Jones' Facebook page that he still has his personal one, that you didn't ban. They say that Alex Jones lets anti-Semitic comments happen. And the internal document showed 4% of the comments in the article were anti-Semitic, as if that's my fault. They said, well, the threshold's 30%. And then the big Democratic Party lobbying groups all hit all of the pages with anti-Semitic comments, and the pages were all taken down. And I was certified a hate figure because of the comments. So that's a pretty simple thing. Email somebody child porn, they don't open it, they're child porn purveyor. Make some anti-Jewish comments on somebody's Facebook commenter, we're going to ban your butt forever. That's the left, folks. But this is them in their death throes. Everybody's emptying out of the blue cities. Everybody's emptying out of their states. Everyone's turning against them. Look at this shot here. I've got a call here from the Daily Beast. Doing a story on Judge Bellis, saying the FBI contacted her about death threats made against her on the InfoWars site. I'm guessing this refers to anonymous commenters, not any actual InfoWars employees, but wanted to reach out in case you wanted to comment. And you know what the headline's going to be. Jones and his followers after. Just like they lied and say, I sent people up to Sandy Hook to investigate 9/11. It's these lawyers and these Democrats that live off of Sandy Hook. I talked about it in Google Analytics. Zero. It's 0.023 or something. And that's with all the coverage. Can't stand it. They don't matter to them, though, because it's their baby. They've squeezed so much money out of these dead kids, suing the hero dead teachers. Suing, it never ends. You know, he's taking over, but I promise to take your calls. Dr. Nick Begich is ready to take over in the war room, but remember, every minute this show's on air, they can't stand it. And every minute you spread the word and say, hey, that forbidden show, the one you can't name, the one they don't want you to hear what he's really saying, learn why they're so scared. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, because if they can't shut us down, they've thrown everything they've got at us. Well, they're pretty worthless to the globalists, aren't they? That's why they're all going bankrupt. Carlos in Canada, then Chase and Johnny. Carlos, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Alex. For a minute yesterday, I thought when I heard that the attacks were going to be launched against Iran, I said, oh, my God, there goes President Trump's Nobel Prize in Peace Prize. I believe today he has earned it. This decision was great, a great decision. Now he has to follow it with some other equally important decisions. One of them, I believe, because of circumstances and the time span and the threats that have been issued by Iran about, you know, enrichment of uranium and so on. So far, they have complied with an agreement that was signed, but not ratified by the United States Senate or Congress, with Iran. But the European Union wants to work with Iran to maintain that agreement. And that agreement, as long as it's complied for 10 years, it gives the world an opportunity to look into better relationships in the Middle East all around. So I believe if President Trump was really wise in this instance, would, with all respect, okay, to the information he has that I don't have, I would suggest that he allow trust in the allies in Europe to keep the agreement with Iran going on while the United States thinks about proposals to renew and improve the existing agreement. Not forcefully, but diplomatically by showing the reasons why 10 years is not enough or whatever, you know, could be renegotiated. I believe with all my heart that if those decisions are made, I believe that substance can be achieved in the Middle East. Too many people, like Mr. Senator Schumer, were celebrating the fact that they thought that they were going to get themselves a blockage of the Straits of Hormuz, and like other journalists have written, the pipelines were going to flow through Saudi Arabia, you know, to through Israel and so on to Europe. Well, those dreams have to be put aside because a world war is certainly in the making if that is insisted upon.
Those are really great points. God bless you, Carlos. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Lou in Arizona. You're on the air, Lou. Thanks for holding. What do you think about the situation?
Yeah, Alex. I was wanting to point out that not anybody is really talking about Iran as one of the last industrial countries that's not part of like the global banking system.
And no, you're right. They're one of the last countries the globalists don't control that can actually produce industrial goods.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, the other one is like North Korea, and North Korea is like right on the doorstep of China and has that protection from China. So they could never put together, you know, to advance the globalist plans, they could never put together a UN invasion force like they did in the first Gulf War, but like to have a real threat to fight them. I think that's what they're setting up with Iran, is that they, and why Trump is here doing this saber rattling and getting them, because I don't know if you heard this from like the Ayatollah about a month back, but he just said, he came out right and said, there's not going to be any fighting from us. Well, that's obvious plan of any smart person, because it's like, they're just going to get run over and killed completely if they, you know, he knows there's no win to be had despite the whole world coming at him. But you have to, he's not the only person with power there, and it's like, you do the saber rattling for a long period of time and get him like, you have to get him worked up slowly so that they know that a fight is coming. Well, they don't have anything else to do but fight. And so they need Iran to put up a good fight against the whole United Nations army, and that's what Trump is there for. But don't make any mistake, we would never in a million years let Trump lead such a force. It's going to be the next president, and you know, certainly a Democrat, to lead that kind of like global force. It's going to then, you know, maybe a platform to get into and greater control, greater layers of control of the global government.
Well, that's definitely it. And you look at how Bush was bad, Bush Sr., but then the Clintons like tripled the sanctions. 500,000 kids died. And Madeleine Albright said it was true. It was a good price to pay. These are bloodthirsty monsters when they shake their fingers at those of us in the press and call us fake news. These are conscious liars. Thank you so much, Lou. I'm going to get a few more calls in, and then Dr. Nick Beggs is taking over. We've had a very tumultuous day. A lot of other news is going to be breaking on Infowars.com, but they're definitely a year and a half out from this election, or less, making their move on InfoWars. So more than ever, download the shows, save them, And whatever they say about us in the future, they're able to shut us down. Please defend us, folks, because they want to capture us as a symbol and then create a mutated straw man out of it that they can then run around and do terrible things in my name. They want to set us up, shut us down, put me in prison. That's their whole Homeland Show thesis, or say admits their plan, so they can then say horrible things in my name. And they're just already doing things that are just astronomically crazy. They're escalating against everybody really fast, which shows, I believe, they're getting ready to make their move on Trump. And I think this war with Iran was a big part of it. They wanted me off the air ahead of this war because they thought I would be against it. Well, a lot of folks are against it, and nobody's buying it. So we're in a whole new ballgame. Dr. Nick Begich is coming up. A few more calls. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Meggett's coming up in the next segment. I appreciate him letting me annex a few segments here when he normally hosts the fourth hour on Fridays, because we're got incredible stuff going on right now, and I promise to take a few of your calls. But, you know, his dad's the guy that freed up all the land for the people in Alaska. They took his airplane down for that. So, you know, doing the right thing gets expensive on people to do it, but that's how we got here. So I'm not a victim. I'm a target. And it's getting crazy, though. They're saying that Owen wants to kill Obama all over the news, but not showing the clip. They're saying I'm doing all these horrible things. We have FBI letters saying I was the victim of somebody sending us child porn. And then they knew right what to, you know, basically subpoena everything just magically. I'm sure it's all just a coincidence. Probably is. It's getting crazy. They say I said Jew boy on air, and I didn't. And then you see the video, and I don't say that. I say white shoe boys. White shoe boys, meaning Yale lawyers. That's the definition from Esquire. You first said it in 54. So they're going into overdrive because they're panicking. Let's go ahead and take calls. Who's been holding the longest here? Todd in Wyoming, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I think Iran's an important topic, but what I think is more important is that we end the bleeding that's going on at InfoWars. I think you guys ought to need to do like a raffle lottery that you guys can like sell a ticket, because, you know, you're our Elvis, you know.
I'll tell you what scares me. When I really push hard for funds, we get enough in to keep going. And I'd like to have reserves. So, I mean, we're not just up here, oh, we need help right now. It's crazy how enough comes in to keep operating. I'd feel a lot better to be able to focus more on news if we had a lot of extra capital. So just, folks, please get your staple coffee and toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com. And please support our local AM/FM station. That's really the backbone they tried to target unsuccessfully, because conservative talk show owners and managers understand the leftist BS. But so thanks for the support. What's your view on Iran, my friend?
Well, you know, like I was saying, though, but like every 2 weeks I get paid. I buy product every 2 weeks. If you guys did a, you know, like a raffle lottery where the winner would get, you know, a big prize and get flown down and get to be on your show, I think that would pump the info.
Done. We should have a monthly raffle. And everybody buys raffles. You got like three winners. One person gets a original Alex Jones painting I do for you while you're here right in front of you. I thought I'm the best painter. And then you get to be on the show for 30 minutes and, you know, whatever, for the winner. And the second place person, you know, gets a firearm or something, you know, delivered to the FFL dealer of their choice. And the third place person gets a steak knife.
Yeah, Trump just needs, we just need to get out of Iran. We need to quit being the world's police. It's bull crap.
I agree, brother. Thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Chase the Patriot in California. You're on the air, Chase.
Alex, what a year. Hey, I want to get into first thanking you. I just celebrated my one-year anniversary, and you did the reporter challenge last year.
Yes, sir.
And when you were going through that, that's when they started hitting you just completely hardcore, banning you everywhere. But I'm just continuing going, and I just celebrated my one-year anniversary, so thank you for that. I go live every night. But anyway, we're having a real power struggle right now in our government, and I want to talk about my representative, Congressman Nunes, who sadly, he's been doing great against the deep state. But now, you know, when you see his connections to Saudi Arabia, it scares me. But on the other side, you have Rand Paul, who yesterday on the floor of the Senate was raising alarm, a very powerful speech. You know, there's an article.
I saw that. I should have aired that. I meant to air that. I forgot to send that to the crew.
Yes, because if you remember back February of this year, it was reported about, you know, the administration trying to push for Saudi nuclear deal. And that is something that should not be happening, and they are trying to arm Saudi Arabia. So, again, it's this proxy war situation. And, you know, I'm concerned because my own congressman, so I dug down deep into it, and there's this name that came up, Derek Harvey, that was actually fired from the National Security Council because he was the go-between. He was trying to set up the Saudi deal, and now he happens to be working in the office of Congressman Nunes. So, my alert is up. I'm very concerned. I've tried to actually ask Congressman Nunes about it, and he kind of just brushed me off. So it's alarming, Alex. Have you remember hearing about that at all?
Yes, I do. And you've also got Sean Hannity foaming at the mouth wanting war. And I like Sean, but, you know, this is not good. Wars are not good. We don't need this. that could really get out of control. Thank you so much, Chase. Yeah, it's just crazy. And remember, they want us off the air while they launch all this. It's an amazing time to be alive. Let's take a few more calls here as fast as we can. Let's talk to Marcus in New York. Marcus, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just want to say, your show is a breath of fresh air. I talk to a lot of people here out in New York City, and one thing I can tell you is that almost nobody agrees with these wars. I think that the neocons are trying desperately to get Trump to go to a war because they know that that's the only way that they could defeat him in the eyes of the public approaching 2020.
That's it. I think a war over there, they're going to sabotage him. If Trump buys into this, it'll be the end of his presidency. It's the only way I think he can be defeated other than assassinating him. And he's done the right thing so far, but these provocations, these ships, and now this drone, it's a time to be praying, my friend.
I agree entirely. And the last thing I just want to say, Alex, is I know they're trying to shut you down, but the reinforcements have arrived, man. Like, even I would love to see you on air until you're 80 years old. I would love to see what you're talking about when you're 80. But if they do shut you down, know you've gone into this war. You've won a lot of battles, and there are a lot of people like myself and many others who are going to continue. We're going to keep fighting in the info war. And even if something does happen to you or your show, know for a fact that you've gotten a lot of people fired up for liberty.
Brother, that's the best thing I've heard. But I want you to understand something. They don't want to just get me off air. Once they've silenced me, they plan to set me up, imprison me, or kill me. They want to fully capture InfoWars so they can then take control of it and use it as a vehicle against the liberty movement. That's the enemy's paradigm. That's why we've got to stay on air as long as possible. And if they do shut us down, you've got to fight for our name because they want to take over our InfoWars, lie about us, and then use the fraud, the straw man, against everybody. And I will not be turned into a weapon against the human community. I want a pro-human future, but that is the score. Thank you, sir, for calling. Okay, Steve, Johnny, and Johnny, if you call me back on Sunday, I'll take your calls. Just go to the other line. I'm out of time. I've already stolen two segments from Dr. Nick Begich. He's got a lot to cover. And just be ready for that for the next 30 minutes on the other side. Please do not forget, ladies and gentlemen, that his website is excellent, earthpulse.com. And please don't forget, could have been plugging this all day. It's an amazing graphic. Clown World, the greatest comedy show on earth. Two nights, 20 candidates, and tons of laughs. June 26th and June 27th, InfoWars.com, starting at 7 p.m., live coverage of the Democratic Party and their clown convention, which swallows well. Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, Mayor de Blasio, Beto, Cory Booker, Buttigieg, and so many more. The greatest show on earth. Next week, full InfoWars coverage. Stay with us. Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout-out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Supermale Vitality, a host of other products, so thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you, but yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good, so thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind, with Nick Begich.
And welcome back to InfoWars, InfoWars.com. And I appreciate being here this last half hour and the fourth hour of this Friday. You know, thinking about where I'm coming from today, I'm in Alaska. You know, this is the lightest spot, you know, right now. We have the white night, right? The sun doesn't go down and for most of the day, and it's kind of like dusk the rest, but we have 19 hours of daylight plus here in Anchorage today, and the longest day of the year. And the images, for those who get to see them, is me flying into a really remote area of Alaska where I have some property. You know, I'm thinking about the context of today's program, you know, the last couple hours, particularly thinking about, you know, where we are in the world, you know, at the brink of World War III or the edge of Armageddon or the last days, the doom and gloom, you know, the brink of the big one, you know, and that's where we're sitting. And you know, I think about sort of what I've been doing the last 25 years is a lot of work in the mind control, manipulation, propaganda, if you will, on a 21st century platform of technology. And so when we start to think about the shaping of the public opinion, the moving of the herd as the elites look at us so often, you really start to get the picture, because big media, big tech, the internet, all of it has allowed for the biggest level of profiling on an individual basis has ever been contemplated by any government program. I mean, beyond total awareness, beyond, you know, every aspect of invasiveness, you know, and we know from recent disclosures, the whole background, as it's being reported, at least in some outlets, of Zuckerberg and, you know, what he was up to and how that all came about. But it all makes perfect sense, quite frankly. Whether it was the chicken or the egg, it doesn't really matter. The fact is these systems are used against us individually by both corporate and government entities under the guise of national security or fair trade or free markets or whatever BS they want to feed you to tell you why your liberty's been removed. And reality creation as a concept is what I really want to talk about. What I want to talk about last week, and there was just too much going on this week as well, but reality creation is really the sub-theme of the multimedia event we see playing out in the Gulf between Iran and fiction, or maybe not. But here's the point that I would raise. What is our interest in the Middle East, if any at all? I mean, if they choke off all the oil and gas coming out of there, do we care? How does it affect us? Will it make a big mess of the economy and shove oil prices up? Maybe. You know, I don't know, maybe. Oil price will go up, that's for sure. And we're exporting oil now, so I guess American companies make more money, at least on the development side, small producers. And, you know, here's the deal on all of it. It's a global manipulation of as many players as have power, and those are the people with high technologies, which happens to be the United States. Now, why are we being drawn into some mess in the Middle East again? Because some people's vision of the world is Armageddon, quite frankly, that idea of a World War III. You know, who benefits from this? And they're the same players that my dad used to complain about when he was in the Congress in the early 70s. It's the arms industry, the high-tech arms industry. And when you look at the real money spent in federal budgets, you know, the buck stops there. And most of that is spent to pretend to be the global hammer for the police department of the United Nations, who none of us voted for, right? I mean, we don't vote for anybody in the United Nations. I don't care, you know, what they do as a dialogue, but they're not going to tell me what to do as a sovereign soul. And, you know, the country itself has been hijacked to go promote globalist agendas through these kinds of institutions. And I resent it as an American. I resent it as just a human being. Forget my citizenship. So I think it tramples over the sovereignty of other sovereign citizens around the world that don't live in the United States that we ought to respect also. Regardless of whether we like their forms of government. I mean, the Saudis, you know, that's a kingdom, for God's sake, you know, that hides their women and beats them in public, you know. But they're our ally because we don't make values what they do within the culture, moral culture, I guess we exempt that. But then we condemn others for whatever they do. You know, I don't get it. You know, sometimes it's a bit confusing from my perspective as an American. But look around the world at the governments that we prop up and the nature of the nonsense. Then you look at where we have our conflicts in the world today. And why are we there? What, you know, why did we go there in the first place? You know, what is our vital interest? You know, the whole reason we're in the Middle East today, actively in Syria and Iraq, is because we destabilized Iraq under the guise of weapons of mass destruction that weren't there. And then, you know, the terrorists, and they weren't there. And, you know, so now we have terrorists everywhere, you know, because we've made a lot of people angry and wiped out a tenth of their population in the course of these wars, you know, along with them wiping out a bunch of people. So here, you know, the killing has to stop, I think, is right. I'm glad no one has died in whatever's going on in Iran. And I would be highly skeptical of whatever's
thrown our way, because Iranians know also it's demolition time. But here's, if people go back to World War II and remember what happened there, you know, before the war, there was all these alliances nobody knew about. They weren't public. Iran's alliances are with China and Russia and others, I'm sure. And so to attack when you attack all, the same as NATO states, you know, and how that all works. So we need to be mindful of what we decide we want to engage and decide, indeed, is it our interest we're defending or someone else's? And perhaps that someone else might defend their own interests instead of us, for a change. And that might be an interesting thought, you know, for all of us to contemplate as Americans. But getting back to the story of the day, which is, you know, Armageddon reality creation, you know, we can see it happen. And let me tell you something about the physics of it. You know, human beings actually participate in the creation in a more fundamental way that quantum physics shows us, where we actually impact our reality. You know, so we think, and then we speak the words, and then reality begins to happen, if the words have any power at all in them. And that power that gets injected in them is generally human emotion. It can be what people call good emotions or bad emotions, but it's emotional content that sort of shoves the information in a way that takes form. So when you have millions of listeners, like what Alex has, that empowers individuals to look at an issue together, millions at a time, together, look at an issue, contemplate it, and send our energy into that for change, you know, and push it along with whatever we can do. Whatever we can do as individuals, do that. That might be talking to your neighbors about this network and this program, or it might be calling your congressman, which always is, you know, you think, oh, does that really matter? It really does. Handwrite a letter, it really does matter. Because these are the old tools that still get the message through in a way that people know is amplified. So do what you can in your own reality creation and push back against the globalist elite. Because a countermeasure to what's being created, and I want to talk about that in the terms of a matrix of information versus what already exists in the universe with us as human beings. Created in the likeness and image of God, whatever that means. And I want to explore that a little bit after the break, and we'll talk about it. And what, you know, what is coming? How do we reshape this reality to be one that changes the world in a new direction and not the one this train wreck is headed into? This is Dr. Nick Begich standing in for Alex Jones on the InfoWars, InfoWars.com. We'll be right back.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Nick Begich.
And welcome back. And, you know, I love it. During the break, Connor, who's helping today in the production of the show, and I are talking about quantum physics. It's kind of where I left off. It's sort of this, what are we really, question. And I get on this theme a lot, and it's important to me to stay on this theme a lot, because I think it's fundamental to everything we're doing here. I do believe, along with the big three, right, Christians, Jewish, Muslims, I believe even Hindus and Buddhists and a bunch of other people believe this too, that we're created in the image and likeness of the Creator, God. And, you know, you think about that, sort of how this creation thing goes according to Genesis, you know, people who want to look that up. And a lot of the listeners here I know are Christians, so I'm going to use that as a reference point if that's okay. And if it's not okay, I apologize. I don't mean to pick one over another or offend anybody. That's not my objective here. It's to illustrate a point that science says the same thing. And why is it important? Because here's the deal. It says, first, there's an obviously a thought. You know, God has a thought. And then a word, a spoken, a vibration is spoken. And then something is created. And this is essentially what physics is telling us, that we are sort of a bunch of wave fronts coming together that we perceive as physical matter. And we perceive it through our sensory organism, the body, right? And let me tell you how we do that. Okay, for sight, for instance, it's a bandwidth. You look at the electromagnetic spectrum, which is this long line, if you can picture this line, with all the different things, x-rays,
visible radiations, ultraviolet, electricity, you know, all of this stuff along the spectrum. And the visual system, our eyes, can see a bandwidth that allows us to see what we see, perceive what we see. And what we're really seeing is a certain amount of reflected light that we can, you know, construct with our brain into some kind of form. And that's what we do. With hearing, it's the same kind of thing. A sound wave vibrates at the inner ear and converts into a signal that we perceive as words or sound that we translate and interpret according to what language we speak into language. And a lot of other things transfer that we don't see between us as human beings that connect us uniquely, better than the internet. And this is what I was alluding to in the last segment was, this connection is what the false sense of what we are is created. Because that's sort of the artificial, the internet. If you think about it as connecting human beings, but with an intermediary, the operator of the system, as well as the government, the co-venturer, if you will, of the system. All right, because they invented the internet. Okay, so So think about that as a way of tying consciousness together. And PBS did a special called The Worldwide Mind, where they say in a century, you know, this will all be electronically connected. Now, I don't like any of that as a way of looking at humanity, if you will, because humanity is already connected this way fundamentally. We're already hooked up to one another, if you will, and along with everything else in the universe, according to the most advanced theories in physics and quantum physics. And then there's all these really weird aspects of what we are as human beings that can be explained in lots of different ways and things that are happening within the creation itself that we get to participate in. And the force of that has everything to do with us having free and independent thought as a starting point. Because when the thoughts of a lot of humans line up, powerful effects take place. And this is why the reality creation model of the globalists and our new world order or whatever you want to call it, the devil, I mean, I don't care what you call it, the symbolism, the hidden meaning, whatever, is the same outcome. And that outcome is a corrupted humanity, a humanity that's lost itself in the illusion of connectedness through the internet, through mechanisms that really regulate, control, and manipulate speech. They do not free you to anything or provide you the freedom that you already are. And this is also what they tamp down in the human spirit by increasing anxiety, fear, tension, those very things that stop a human mind from reaching higher ordered thinking. And that leap beyond the higher ordered thinking into the realm of anomalous human potential that the military often referred to and used to be referred to in a lot of these programs under the name extrasensory perception. And these studies, which I've reported on for years, and InfoWars Store has my books and videos on mind control, mind effects. You can go there and you support this network when you do. But the thing about all this is it's playing out now in a way that many of us predicted and we anticipated and we footnoted carefully. But, you know, when you're in the reality versus writing about the future, you know, in terms of prediction models based on what you see in the technology trends, it's way different when you're in it. And now we're in it and it's way worse. But we have the potential of moving it the other direction. Let me give you a couple of ideas. One of them is there was some work done in these programs that showed that if you could link people up, where like we are right now, everyone listening, right at this very moment, are linked together. And you could hold a thought. It was the equivalent of some super duper, you know, try and hold a thought for more than a few seconds and your mind drifts, right? It goes from that thought to the next one to the next one. And it's just the way the human mind kind of wanders around, you know. It's like you can't get it to sit still. It's like a two-year-old running around your house. And so your mind doesn't quiet the mind long enough to hold a thought is pretty challenging. And so, but what we know is the cumulative effect of holding that same thought lays down neural pathways within the brain that then allow for the projection, perhaps, of that thought to take deeper and more meaningful form. But when you have a million people having a thought for a million seconds even, well, that's a million cumulative seconds. That's worth a lot of discipline on the part of one person, you know, holding a thought for 3 or 4 seconds if you're lucky. So, I mean, the compound effect. So what I'm saying is if you can get the media to get enough people to see the reality the way they do, you can manifest that reality in a pretty direct and an indirect way. And that's kind of part of that reality shaking thing that we get to do as humans. And most people don't do much of it because they're so unconscious. They just kind of get pushed along by whatever is pushing the button. But as soon as emotion gets charged into it, then things start to happen. And so we need to be really responsible. And, you know, you think about emotion and how that plays into the dialogue in this century and how much tribalism is emerging in the debate to separate us from our humanity so that we speak against each other with a tone that doesn't represent anyone or any human that believes in the idea of created in the image of divinity. For goodness sake, that's what we've forgotten foundationally. And so, you know, we can pour a lot of energy into what we do, and we should do it collectively, independently, as individuals. We don't need to wait for some squishy group to form or some club to form. There's organizations that are great for getting information out. InfoWars is one of them. That's why you should support it. That's why people should look at the products and get those that support this network and recognize that the war is our own individually. We all have a part to play in it. What we decide to do with it is up to us individually. You know, going in to this weekend on in Alaska, the longest day of the year, the lights are on and let's keep them lit. For liberty and for a new democracy that really represents the republic as it was originally intended. And let's take a look at what we're doing in the world, and it's pull back. Pull back. Stand down. Let's take a look a little closer before we ever send our sons and daughters to war. That's not what America's about. We're about so much more than that. And taking a look, you know, internally as to what we can do and start to do that. And I'm not saying each of us needs some big grand plan. There's plenty of those out there. But do the grand plan that you personally believe you can accomplish. And that's the one that's the right one for you as an info warrior in this together. You know, whatever step that is, talk to your neighbors, write a letter to your congressman, absolutely support this network. And go into the weekend refreshed, knowing that you make a difference, as we all make a difference. You know, looking at what's going on in Iran and the Gulf, restraint, let's make sure it's not another false flag. And even if it is overt aggression, let's always ask the question, is it worth our sons and daughters before we launch the first counteroffensive? Hey, this is Dr. Nick Begich in the InfoWars, and you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.